The 25th path takes us from Yesod to Tiferet, leading from the moon to the sun. Its Hebrew letter is Samech, the crutch. This path approaches the higher levels of consciousness. In the mysteries, it is the moment one begins to prepare the inner self for initiation. Note that it continues that of the 32nd from Malkut to Hod. The earlier path acts like a foundation stone to support this later one. All the paths are important, and together they form a whole that must not be separated. The first intimation is one of loneliness, a feeling that you have been deserted, left alone in the dark with no light. Your training seems to have nothing to offer you. It all seems empty and pointless. This is the illusion on a grand scale. As the spiritual darkness envelops you, you begin to falter and cry out for help like a lost child. Apprentice, believe me when I tell you, at this moment you are totally surrounded by love. You will never be alone. But you are wrapped in the illusion of aloneness. What is being tested here is your faith. Keep going. The Lords of Light, having brought you this far, will not leave you. However, neither will they lift a finger to help you or let you know of their presence. This is your fight, and you must win it. They will always test those who come to them in order that the strongest wins through. Even if you fail, they will wait until you are ready to try again. Having got to this point, you will return again and again until you win. This path is your Gethsemane, your Golgotha, and faith is your crutch. The card of this path is temperance. Look at the angel pouring water of life from a golden vessel into a silver one. As yet, you are a silver vessel. But the life-giving water of the higher self is being poured into you to prepare you for the greater mysteries. The 24th path goes from Netzah to Tiferet. Its letter is Nun, the fish, and the tarot card is death. However, this is not the death that you think it is. It is transfiguration into something new and different. We lay great store by our personality and the way it is perceived by those around us. We worry about looks, clothes, and the position we hold in society. But as we learn more, we realize how little the personality matters. At physical death, we leave it behind for the greater horizons of the individuality. At this point, we look on what we have left behind as an actor looks upon a costume worn for a play and now discarded. But our part in the play and how we performed it is what matters. Consider the story of Psyche and Eros. Search it out and read it with this path in mind. When you have read it, think about it. Psyche, had she obeyed the wishes of her godlike lover and been with him only under cover of darkness, she would have been happy for a while. Then, when she grew old, he would have left her with her memories. But she made what we call the vital mistake. She looked upon his face, and love flew away. But her love was so great she followed him, overcoming many obstacles and enduring many hardships. And as she wandered the earth looking for her lost love, she found time to help others and treat them with kindness. And when the gods tested her with a series of hard tasks. It was the little creatures she had helped who now helped her. And the gods granted her immortality. True love will never really lose what is loved. Consider the butterfly. For a long time, it is nothing but a lowly caterpillar, munching its way through day after day. Then it begins to sense a change within itself and spins a sarcophagus. And within this self-imposed tomb, it literally rots down into something close to a soup. Nothing like the caterpillar it was. And then, one day, the silken tomb splits open, and from it emerges something so different, so beautiful, it hardly seems possible. After sealing itself into its cocoon, nothing entered, nothing left, until now. Yet, in the darkness and isolation, it was changed, transfigured from a creeping thing into a winged being clothed in iridescent beauty. If something as small as a caterpillar can do that, how much more can we, made in the image of the Elohim, become when we emerge into light? Death is simply a cocoon. Apprentice, this is as far as we're going to go this time. It's been a lot to cope with in such a short time, but when you return, I'll go on with the paths. And then it will be time to look at ritual, its power and its purpose. You have done very well today, and I look forward to seeing you again. Go over your notes, read the stories and the books that I have recommended. You're thinking that all this is very different to what you imagined it would be like. Maybe you thought you would be told great secrets and be given the power to become invisible or turn lead into gold. I'm afraid that happens only in occult fiction. But you are already showing signs of power within you. It is in your face and your eyes and the way you listen, not just with your ears, but with your whole being. But for now, goodbye. Take care as you drive. God bless.